Kudos for Ivory Coast football.
Kim, here's a sunny side of sports salute to the elephants of Ivory Coast, who lifted their second Africa Cup of Nations football trophy and first since 1992 with a dramatic 9-8 penalty kick victory over Ghana in Bata, Equatorial Guinea. There was definitely some deja vu in Bata. The same teams played for the Nations Cup trophy in 1992 when Ivory Coast, yes, prevailed in another marathon penalty kick shootout, 11-10. The hero for Ivory Coast in the Bata shootout was goalkeeper Boubacar Barry, who converted the winning spot kick after making some crucial stops in front of the net. The shootout came after 120 minutes of scoreless football from the teams in a match of few scoring opportunities. The French coach for Ivory Coast, Hervé Renard, says the five previous matches in the tournament played by both squads may have taken a toll on both teams.
The game was very tough. I think two teams were a bit tired after five games and nobody wanted to attack. It's coming from God, it's coming from the luck, but you have also to be strong. I tried to tell them, even on penalty, it will be okay for us. It will be our time because it's the same like in 1992. I believe on the history and I'm a low-key coach.
Hervé Renard says he's a low-key coach. He danced shirtless with his players after the match. Renard is also a confident coach. During the tense penalty kick shootout, he could be seen on the sidelines smiling at the television cameras. And Renard is also a successful coach. He took charge of Ivory Coast after leading Zambia to the Nations Cup trophy in 2012. Meanwhile, his coaching counterpart for Ghana, Israeli tactician Avram Grant, says the Black Stars of Ghana were the better team in the Nations Cup final.
Even in this game against team that have so many good players, we was the better side. They didn't create even one chance in 120 minutes. And all of this tournament, we scored a lot of goals. I think we scored the highest more than any team. We conceded less than any team. We did a lot of good things. And I think even we thought about the future, that I think everybody in Ghana can be proud in this team. They show a lot of good things.
Coach Avram Grant and the Black Stars of Ghana were hoping to win their first Nations Cup championship in 33 years. But alas, it was not to be after the heartbreaking loss in the shootout. Star striker Asamoah John says the Black Stars are disappointed, but also hopeful about the future.
We have no excuses now. We went to the penalty shootout and then we lost today. I think they've gone to the final on two occasions and then they've lost. And then this year they came back again to win it. You know, they went to penalty shootout, you know, for two times. And then this is the third time they went to penalty shootout in the final. And then they won, you know. So, I'm very, very sad at the moment. Everybody is sad. But I don't regret our performance at all. I think we did so well in the competition. And then we are hoping, I think we've got a bright future because we've got young quality players.
This 2015 Nations Cup proved to be very challenging on the health front for Asamoah John. He missed Ghana's opening match because of malaria, and John also sat out Ghana's 3-0 victory over Equatorial Guinea in the semifinals after a player from Guinea stomped on his stomach during the quarterfinals. In more Nations Cup news, a few of Asamoah John's Ghana teammates won awards for their performances, as we hear now from our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Auma.
Midfielder Christian Atsu got two awards, the Orange Man of the competition and the Nissan Goal of the tournament against Guinea. Andre Ayew was named Pepsi highest scorer, while Kwesi Appiah got the Samsung Fair Player of the tournament. The Democratic Republic of Congo won the Fair Play Prize. Earlier, the Democratic Republic of Congo edged Equatorial Guinea 4-2 in a post-match penalty shootout in the bronze medal playoff in Malabo on Saturday. Penalty kicks followed as the teams were deadlocked at 0-0 in open play.
February is Black History Month here in the United States. And just ahead, my VOA colleague James Buddy will have a Black History Month segment dealing with an Olympic figure skater and a former boxing champion.
Yesterday, Sunday, 1986, figure skater Debbie Thomas became the first African-American to win the women's single of the U.S. National Figure Skating Championship competition. Also yesterday, Sunday, in 1978, Leon Spinks defeated world heavyweight boxing champion Muhammad Ali. Ali regained the title on September 15 that same year and went on to become the first person to win the heavyweight boxing title three times.
He talks a great deal and brags indeedy of a muscular punch that's incredibly speedy. The fistic world was dull and weary. With a champ like Liston, things had to be dreary. Then someone with color, someone with dash, brought fight fans a-running with cash.
Show me the money.
This brash young boxer is something to see, and the heavyweight championship is his destiny. This kid fights great. He's got speed and endurance. But if you sign to fight him, increase your insurance. I am the greatest.
Voice of America.
With the 30th Nations Cup tournament now history, the VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Segun Dot on the Spot Adeyemi, takes a look back at African football's premier event.
Good evening, Africa. The Central African nation of Equatorial Guinea hosted the tournament after original host Morocco backed out over Ebola fears. The tournament, the 30th edition, featured 16 teams in the finals. The finalists are host Equatorial Guinea, Congo, Gabon, Burkina Faso, Tunisia, Democratic Republic of Congo, or DR Congo, Cape Verde, Zambia, Ghana, Algeria, Senegal, South Africa, Ivory Coast, Guinea, Mali, and Cameroon. In the round-robin first round, Mali, Cameroon, Senegal, South Africa, Cape Verde, Zambia, Burkina Faso, and Gabon were eliminated. Another eight teams, Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Tunisia, DR Congo, Ghana, Algeria, Ivory Coast, and Guinea, advanced to the quarterfinals. Then DR Congo, Ivory Coast, Ghana, and Equatorial Guinea reached the last four. Equatorial Guinea ended the tournament on a low note as it lost the third-place match 4-2 on penalties after playing goalless with DR Congo on Saturday. Javier Balboa and Raul Fabiani both missed their penalty kicks, while all four DR Congo penalty takers found the nets, with Cedric Mogongo firing home the decisive kick. Although supporters likely stayed away from the playoff, after the fan violence that marked Equatorial Guinea's semi-final defeat to Ghana on Thursday, those in attendance created a fitting atmosphere for the host final match. The two defeated semi-finalists played out a low-key but well-tempered goalless draw, and had to be separated by the first penalty shootout of the 2015 tournament. One sad aspect of the 2015 tournament is crowd violence. The semi-final clash between the hosts and Ghana witnessed violent scenes in Malabo on Thursday that saw at least 36 people injured, one seriously. The game, which Ghana won 3-0, was stopped for more than 30 minutes near the end as objects were thrown from the stands at the opposing team, officials and fans by locals who were angry at the demise of their team. That violence prompted organizers to take extra security measures for Sunday's final. Media director of the Confederation of African Football, CAF, Junior Biam, said the organizers asked for extra police and security to be put in place ahead of the final.
Hi, this is VOA's Sonny Young of the Sunny Side of Sports. You're listening to my friend Segun Dot on the spot at the Amy.
Meanwhile, CAF has fined Equatorial Guinea for the crowd violence. The hosts were fined $100,000 on Friday for the behavior of their supporters during the semifinal loss to Ghana. Though part of their sanction is that they must play their next game behind closed doors, that part was suspended. Hence, they had spectators at their third-place match on Saturday. Equatorial Guinea was also fined $5,000 on Monday for an invasion of the pitch by a few spectators after the country's upset win over Tunisia in the quarterfinal in Bata. Talking about sanctions, Morocco has been banned from the next two African Nations Cup tournaments as punishment for withdrawing from hosting the 2015 finals over Ebola fears. That means the Moroccans will miss the 2017 and 2019 Africa Cup of Nations tournaments. The Royal Moroccan Football Federation, FRMF, has also been fined $1 million and ordered to pay $9.12 million in damages to CAF and their partners, CAF said in a statement.